Welcome to Discover Joyous Love with Anita DeFrancesco as your host. This is a hybrid of topics under the subjects of mindfulness, sexuality, and relationships. Good afternoon. You're listening to an episode of Mindfulness, Sexuality, and Relationships. I'm your host, Anita DeFrancesco, modern sex and relationship coach. Tantra Wisdom is my Facebook group page. You can find me there and also at the website. Today, our topic is relationship push and pull. First, I want to talk to you about what a relationship is, and there is always the struggle of pushing and pulling in any relationship, whether it's a romantic relationship, whether it's a relationship of friendship, or a relationship at work. There is always a push and pull, and it is human nature to have that. Yes, relationships can be complex and difficult and challenging, but the love is what we're after. We really want to have balanced love, a healthy relationship. And sometimes, actually a lot of the times, we have to work on the relationship. Now, sometimes you may be with a partner that has anger issues or that has challenges from old relationships. And sometimes we work at helping each other and supporting each other to become a better person emotionally so that the anger and the anxiety doesn't become a triggering point for every little thing that goes on within the relationship. And I hear a lot of people talking about how relationships can really get challenging over time because of anger. We must be clear, we must clean this part of ourselves in order to have true, authentic love. It takes practice and it takes a lot of observation and willingness, discipline and willingness. So you're beginning a relationship. There are three parts to a relationship. There's the self, there's the other person, and then there is the sacred space in between where you function or the meeting point. Relationships can be very difficult and challenging if you don't honor this space in between where both of you meet. Now, I hear a lot of people have challenges in just the everyday things as far as, you know, arguing, as far as anger, as far as being able to maintain and contain what it is that is surfacing for you and sharing that in conversation. So, of course, being so close in a relationship with someone, from my experience, from my empirical observation that I see with other couples out there and my own relationships, is that the closeness can create friction. The closeness can create anger to surface, anxiety to rise, and you sort of need space. We have to create that time. But during the time that you're together and these things arise, what is best is to sit down, take the time out, and talk about your feelings so that you can help each other process, support each other processing your feelings and why and how you do different things, and request. Have this part of your communication where you request with your partner what it is that you want more of, what it is that you don't like about what's going on in the communication department or the actions that take place during your relationship. Healthy relationships are hard to recognize, especially if you take a back seat in the relationships that you've had or the relationship that you're in. Firstly, what does a relationship consist of? A healthy relationship has a foundation which consists of structure, boundaries, and freedom. So you need to have this balance in a relationship. There is going to be the struggle, there is going to be the push and pull, but somewhere you meet at that sacred space, that meeting point, and you come together and you surrender and you accept and you learn and you understand because you are growing in love. The players in any relationship are you, the other person, and the space, of course, as we already said. It's the space where you meet and join together to do your life. So what happens in the space? It gives you the opportunity to reassess yourself and create the healthy boundaries that are necessary for you to have some relationship to your own feelings, some power of independence, and being able to come back home if something doesn't feel right, or if he or she has said something that raised a red flag for you or just didn't sit right with you. But if we're not open to coming back to this space, if we're not open to this, we may miss it, so to speak. It may be dormant in the subconscious mind. So staying abreast and staying aware of the exchange that you have with your partner. Do they talk sarcastically to you? Do they treat you with a lot of love and respect? Or is it too much or not enough or too little? Some people overlove, and there's a lot of obsessive love that happens. And being able to see this and recognize it as, you know, is it really healthy or isn't it? So this is why we come back to the relationship to our own feelings, coming back to that safe place. But we need to open that place up inside. We need to open that place so that we're able to tap in, undoing layers, honoring the space around you, and learn how to adapt to the ongoing changes between you and your partner. And once you learn to adapt and adjust, because remember, we're not really changing. So that is the wrong word. You're never changing anyone in a relationship. You're simply adapting and adjusting to each other's lives and coming together again at the sacred space, the meeting point. Getting on the topic of laughter, is there laughter and humor and happiness within your relationship? Waking up joyfully instead of waking up angry. Some people wake up angry, and that's an addiction. They have this angrily personality when they get out of the bed. Maybe it's because they have to get up and go to work. Whatever the situation, it's old and it's traumatic in the body. So I believe from, again, my empirical observation and experiences of my own relationships, that waking up in the morning with a joyful attitude is a wonderful way, of course, to start the day. But it also is the most intimate part for me of my relationship, because it's how I'm starting my day. And I want and choose to start it with joy. Let's take a moment and look at the relationship you're in. How important is this relationship to you? Now, how long have you been in this relationship? Are you satisfied on the different levels, sexually, emotionally, spiritually, physically? There are many different levels. Or is there something that's hidden within your physiological behavior that's dormant in your emotional cells somewhere that you're not living up to? Is there a denial that you are rationalizing, using to rationalize to wanting to stay in the relationship? Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't stay in it, but I'm saying that relationships need work, and we need to respect and love ourselves first. And if there is any question about respect, you need to take a step back. You need to look at yourself. So again, it does take two to tango. So if you are feeling something that isn't right in the relationship, chances are your partner is too. And sometimes we can get into the support systems of helping each other, but sometimes that can be very challenging as well. But it's worth the effort to do that if you plan to go into a long-term relationship with this person. A relationship requires patience and purpose. Are you in it because you're needy and you need to be with someone, but you really don't even love this person? Some people are in relationships just for the connection, and that is good too, but you have to know why you're in the relationship, and you have to be able to see that so that you don't self-sabotage yourself. Getting on the subject of men and women, from my own experience again, men tend to be a little insecure when they enter a relationship, and they want to have full control sometimes over the woman. And I find this to be really unhealthy if there's a lot of power and control and obsessiveness and possessiveness struggle. Now, sometimes the woman is that way, but in the beginning, there's going to always be this kind of like, let's gather, you know, hunting and gathering kind of attitude, and bringing that person, claiming that person as your lover or your partner. But if it's done through power and control, I can tell you that it's unhealthy. And I feel sometimes that in relationships, men and women tend to push each other away. They push and pull, they push and pull. And I think the reason that they push people away, push each other away, we'll say, is because they just have a fear of getting close, or they have a fear of commitment, or they feel their emotions are surrendering and sinking in with this person, so an argument is started, and then you both become separate and back into your own self, back into the relationship with your own feelings again. And sometimes this is good because it also can bring you back together, and this passionate, hot, you know, lovemaking can happen. If there's a lot of this, you know, pushing away and creating this anger and this holding up the grudge, to a point you can push someone away completely. We need a little bit of push and pull in a relationship. I personally think that men, on the other hand, have a lot of guilt in the very end, if and when the relationship ends, that he doesn't really want to scorn her. He doesn't want to hurt her, but maybe he sets her up during the relationship with the push and pull. And these could be red flags where, again, the sex is great and maybe that's all it is, and we may not see that. Yes, you have a relationship, you're dating and you have sex, but that's all it could be. And sometimes we are pushed away so that maybe we leave and run away, or the other partner doesn't want to face the guilt when the day comes to end it, because nobody wants to hurt anyone. And people also, when they do end a relationship, don't want to feel the guilt, don't want to live with the guilt, especially if in their mind it was just a sexual relationship and they didn't communicate that to their partner. Communication is key. In any healthy relationship, it is important to speak up, but sometimes we lose that voice in a relationship. It's very easy to lose that voice in the middle of love, where our emotions are being surrendered and challenged with another human being. And sex can really take you to different levels. So speaking up, respecting each other. If you see that you're not being respected, but then again, how aware are you in knowing the difference? So the awareness is why I'm talking about this, because I want to promote awareness that men and women become awakened to, so that they understand the love of the self. But again, we all need support. And there is always this, if you're not being supported in the things that you do in your life, the things that you choose, if your partner isn't supporting you with whatever it is that you have decided to do with your life, then maybe this isn't the partner for you, because support to each other and advice is critical in any relationship and is healthy. Another one, respecting each other's privacy. Just because you're in a relationship, it doesn't mean you have to share everything. I mean, they don't have to constantly monitor your texts and your phone calls. Now, that's intrusion, if you ask me, from my experience again. That's very intrusive, and that is not healthy. Again, communication. So when you get in a relationship, you don't want to give it your all. You don't want to jump into it and all of a sudden surrender your entire life, giving them your passwords to your Facebook accounts and everything else. I mean, you really want to have boundaries. Boundaries are really important. And you really have to give yourself time, because 3 months, 6 months is definitely not enough time to get to know one person. And I would say creating that space, keeping that space there where you have the boundaries, so that you can step back and look at really what's going on in the relationship. Look at your partner and be able to assess and monitor your own feelings and to know, is this growth or is this pain? But then again, to grow, we must have pain and experience pain. So we grow from pain. You're listening to Mindfulness, Sexuality, and Relationships. I'm your host, Anita DeFrancesco, and we are talking about relationship push and pull today. You can find this podcast on my Tantra Wisdom group page and also on the SoundCloud, which will be posted. But again, talking about the relationship push and pull. Strengthening your relationships, that is something that is an ongoing process. You need to work the relationship always. We are in a world of challenge, change, openness, diversion, discovery. It is a big world out there. And the relationship can suffer sometimes. So let's pay attention to our relationship this week. Sit down and communicate with your partner, but make this a regular thing that you meet up with your partner and weekly you sit down and go over all of the things that brought up triggers, brought up anger, brought up moments, brought up a different feeling, so that you can grow from this. So just a little bit more here. You know, and keeping in mind, there is a modern way today that was something that wasn't in the past. But in this day and age, we are really, really working with a lot more communication, which was something of the past we didn't have. A lot of women couldn't really say what they felt. They just had to keep quiet. They couldn't move or express themselves in the bedroom. So again, in relationships today, it's up to one partner to start to bring out this voice. And doing it together, becoming a team in your relationship. Instead of staying apart, become a team, but maintain your independence. So communication, both emotionally, sexually, are really, really need to come together, and finding a balance with that. But the most important thing is waking up with joy and going to bed with joy. So before you go to bed, you don't want to go to bed angry. You don't want to go to bed with something on your mind. You had an argument and you didn't clear the air with this. And this is one of the, another thing that can create a lot of anxiety and mistrust in a relationship. So what I want to leave you with is that in any relationship, keeping in mind, there's the joy of waking up and the joy of going to sleep, and keeping that part alive is the most important in your relationship. Whatever goes on in between all of that will find its way back to love. Thank you for listening. I've been your host, Anita DeFrancesco. You're listening to Mindfulness, Sexuality, and Relationships. You can check out the Tantra Wisdom group page, my group page there, where you can find this podcast. Thank you.